Hi, good evening. Okay, so we're holding here in the middle of the Chavivadim that River B'Tselem. And basically what he was saying over here was, he was explaining a little bit about what they mean is that Adam's B'Tselem. So he said that there's a tfisa of Ke'ilu, you see a physical entity, and then you have an abstraction of it that tells you a certain inyan nivzal. So the marshal, when you see a person that's tmuna skufa, so the tmuna itself, chas v'shalom, we can apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the metzia shabai, the teicha shabai of shulten, that applies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Adam have a physical tmuna, which chas v'shalom, the physical tmuna doesn't apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the teicha of the physical tmuna is shayach. And so Adam's teichin is shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's basically what he said. And so in this world, Adam is zakuf, which is meram HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there is something more premiumistic, which is not physically represented in this world, but that's shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's basically the point that he says over here. And he goes on, and we didn't see it, but he goes on and speaks about Moshe. Being that the Navi didn't see Baspaklaim Ira, but Soloima Shain Kolnivu Osmadregas Moshe Biran Shalom, Shaisen Vosin Ralph Gambri. Umoish also Mamakilo Yan Eldon Bahoi. Moshe said that there can't be any Tumus and anything like it. Avashad, I will oil Madregas eyes. Voice me Vosin built in the Pelos, Okachema Valakisi Tumus Kimar Adam. Kikach mesiach Hashem Yisbarach mitzad Oilam Agashmi. Ki ha'odam shakremos iskuf omer ala malchus, ola kach oilach zokuf. Ne kach ha'odam b'biyosai ba'oilam azeh b'tzal makim, ashe tu ola Yisbarach mitzad Oilam Agashmi, kishem yitu ha'kol gashmi. So basically he says, Moshe Rabbeinu ala shalom said lo yirani odam b'choy, because Moshe Rabbeinu was taka oimit on his darg of seeing was a spaklaya mi'irit, and therefore in that dark, it's not shayach to have any temuyas and so on. There's nothing to be mistaklin. The lower neviim who saw things through a certain demus, they could see a demus because on the dark that they were oimed, they were sort of oimed a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a nimshal in some sort of uchnistik marshal. I wanted to speak a little bit, I guess, Pesach drop the inyanim of Pesach have in themselves a tremendous oimik on all levels. First of all, let's just see the parallels. The Navi was Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself in Shem Havaya. Kalar Yisrael became Bnei Chayrin. All of those inyanim are obviously extremely shayushtik inyanim. They are giluyim on all levels from a very shayushtik b'china, because it's a certain ratios, it's the ratios of Kalar Yisrael, it's the ratios of the world, Kitikuna, and so on. So all these inyanim, the Das says that they're parallel and they're all coming from one Sherish. I want to try a little bit to explain the Inyan. You have the Inyanim of being a Ben Chayrin. I want to start with that first. The Musig, the Oimek of Kal Yisrael became Bnei Chayrin. Siman Chayrin. One would understand Kaviyachol that there was the same Gilui Mitzara Kadosh Baruch Hu. And there was. It says Kemaisle and Sasapek Kadosh Baruch Hu was Kilu Mishubit. I want to explain what the Shibud over there is. The Shibud of a Likus in the Bria is that a Kadosh Kadosh Baruch Hu could only be the heard as a sniff of something else. Or, more correctly said, a Kadosh Baruch Hu could only be the heard as a nimshal of a mashal. Aleidavahu, that the word mashal and nimshal means a ruler and something that's ruled. And what's the mayish beit Sinai? I mean, a mashal is a literary device, a nimshal. I mean, why is it a mashal and a nimshal? And the answer is because the nimshal is totally in the mashal. Let's give an example. Let's give a mashal. Somebody never tasted honey, never saw or tasted honey in his life. So he has no kesher to honey. I come along and I say it's as sweet as sugar. It's as brown as a paper bag. So the metzias of honey, the gilui of that metzias is dependent on sugar and dependent on the color of a bag. It doesn't have a greater gilui than that. It doesn't have its own metzias. It is a dependent of something else. So until Klal Yisrael in its full darga is nizgala, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also in galus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally in the shultain of the other things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Elikim. So Elikim is a kodeshtik name, but it's nigzar from different Elikims in the Bria. And whatever Elohim means in the Bria Bechoyl is the mashal for the herring Elohim. But Elohim can never be more than all the Elohim's Bechoyl in the Bria. That's the darga of that's the gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu also begolus because he's subordinate to another type of gili. So you can't have a nimshal bigger than the muscle. You can have it, but also it depends on the muscle. If I tell you you see this light bulb, it's bright. The other light bulb is twice as bright. So even if the other light bulb is twice as bright, but it's totally its brightness is a multiple of this brightness. The nimshal, because there's no tefis in the nimshal itself, I don't have that other light bulb. I only dehair it as a multiple of this light bulb. So there's if I'm going to say the other light bulb is infinitely more light, then I lost it. I can't give a mashal on infinite in with a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is finite. And so if I want to tell you there's something that has an infinite amount of light, I'm stuck. The mashal of an infinite amount as many times the other light doesn't mean anything. So the giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, Kolzman, this world, doesn't have the extra gilui. Kolzman, this world, didn't enter a new phase. It is stuck in Aspakla Yishayim Meira. It's stuck in being B'derach Nimshel and Mashal, and it's Kofuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the head as a tzura within the world, and that's it. In Yitzias Mitzrayim, that changed. Bereishis was with the Shem Elokim. Until Yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the head as Asher Podas Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the head as the one who has created the world. Kainish Mayavarets. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with a mashal. In Yitzhak's time, there was two. There was Anoichiash Havaya, and Lekechash and Sisim Eretz Mitzrayim. In other words, first thing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Havaya. The Yitzhak's Eretz Mitzrayim is already a Pu'ula coming from Havaya. But there was a Deher of Moshe and Bemela Klal Yisrael and by Anoichim and Pia Gvura Shamu, there was a Deher Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu unshackled, not totally something else. And on that it says Liyan El Vechoy, but we can hear it. There's some sort of the hair of that. In the musig of becoming Bnei Choyrin, that the Tzuras Adam is Be'etzim Ben Choyrin. Like he says over here that Adam, if we ask ourselves what's the most pronounced Tzura of Adam, that's the name of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the Halicha, is the Zakuf, is the Skifa. The Skifa means that Adam's Metzius, in a certain sense, is not totally anything else. A Bal Chai is totally on his circumstances. A certain Bal Chaim needs cold water, a polar bear needs ice, and a lion needs a jungle, and a fish needs the water. They are not B'nai Chayrin, not only that they don't have a free choice, or even understand it, but they don't have a Balabatis kind over themselves. Given the right conditions, a jungle of the right type, you can have lions, they can have tigers there. But without that, you can't have it. Adam is the only person that makes his habitat. Adam is the Pshadish Shafs, his Makrim, and therefore Adam, in as much as is possible in this world, is the built toy in any elements of the world. So the Chayrus in Musage Adam, that certainly when a person has an Adam, like in Mitzhayim, where it's called Kulei Kafuf, and that's the most pshita, so the person has his own Metzius, all the way through a Metzius, where Adam is a Ben Chayrin Be'etzim, in the sense that Adam creates his Metzius, whereas animals are a product of the Metzius. In that sense, Adam is parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Gili of Havaya, in as much as could be a parallel, because Adam is Be'etzim a Ben Chayrin. Adam Be'etzim is Bechira Chavshis. Bechira Chavshis means that your moral Metzius is not totally in anything else. You can have difficult circumstances, still decide to be a good person, and you can have great pituyim and still be a Kaddish. So B'meila, Adam Mitzad, his that surah is also Kaviyachol Daimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maral says, he speaks about Matzah, the Chiyos Matzah Mar, and Dalet Kaisis, and Dalet Shein HaShol Geula. So he basically goes through a whole bunch of Mahalchim, but in a common denominator, he says that all of the inyanim of the Dalet Kaisis is Rabbanan, Matzah Mar is Deraisa. Matzah Mar is connected the physical events, connected the events of the Mrirus and the Chayrin. That's the Matzah Mar. And the Yayin is connected the being in a matzav of a Nigal, B'nei Chayrin. It's the Derech B'nei Chayrin. So he asks, basically his main kasha is, being that he keeps saying that Yayin is connected a higher daga than Matzah Mar, so why is this the Raisis Rabbanan? And his answer is basically that Adarabba, the Torah deals only with physical realities, a physical Metzius, and that's the Matzah and the Mar, whereas the Rabbanan were metaken something connected the Ruchdistik of Mohus of it, which is the drinking the wine. I want to see it from another angle as well. I mean, the many ways the matzah, there's a difference there between achila and shtia. Achila and shtia. That's the mal draws that kav. That's the difference, because this achil, the shtir is a more ruchnistic, it's less coarse, less physical, the chfetim and so on. In the pe'ula of achila, the matzah is connected, the geula, it's called mechem oini. The matzah is a mashal for something that happened in Mitzrayim. And so is the mar. In other words, the Torah gave us two inyanim mitzvahs that are malbushim and mishalim for some sort of teichim. So for here we remember the mriras, here we remember the cheras, and so on. That's the tzura of it. And being that achila is a very physical activity, that's the way it works. So we eat the matzah, and we taim cheras, and we had the tam cheras. something she told you need. I mean, so she just seems to be like a chili. You actually need a tam matzah. They have a yom need more. You certainly need a tam and so on. Yayin is not in itself a muscle to anything. It's not a physical muscle for anything. It's when we drink the wine, it's keneged dalel l'shenis shel geula. The geula, the dalel l'shenis shel geula, the batzesi v'lakachti v'ebesi, they're not physical events as much as a ruchnistik and mahalach. The matzah mara is the practical shibut. You know, we worked hard. It was bitter, and we went out. Dalel l'shenis shel geula means that we're going. It's a process of becoming Am Hashem. It's not. It has nothing to do with the. It has nothing to do with the actual, with the physicality of the events. It has to do with the ruach of it. The matzah and maror in the physical inyanim, people need lemasul. The Gemara says that mata lechem is halacha, and mata mayim is agada. The achila is connected halacha, and shti is connected agada. So the Gemara speaks about the drinking water, but it's an achila and shtia. The achila be'etzem provide itself first and foremost. Person is hungry, he needs certain things, he puts it in his stomach and he has it. Shtia, even shtia's mayim, it's kemayim karm lenefesh ayefa. And yayin is certainly yitzamach lavenish. Shtia is something that sort of goes straight to the mass of ruach of the person, straight to the hagash of the adam, without really going through marshal nimshal. A person who's eaten well and his needs are taken care of, he's in a good mood. It's a second step. I pat my stomach and I say, Baruch Hashem, I have a full stomach, I'm not hungry, I'm satiated, neither will Cain, it's wonderful. Shtia doesn't work by step by step. The shtia itself brings the person into a matzav ruach. So there's one, so on the one hand, it's a problem. It says that it's hevi yilola loylam, because the if it's menutik from the discipline of seichel, it's problematic. On the other hand, and on that the Gemara says that Darkash Torah is achila meruba mishtiya. A person needs to have more things that are solid rather than things that are up in the air. But when you have the two, certainly the chashav is the yayin. Yayin is kaveh brocha for itself. It's not bo machmos asuda. It's independent of the suda. Yayin is the only thing that's not bo machmos asuda always, and we always make a brocha on it separately because yayin is something that's not a product of the suda. It stands by itself. So the tzura of having the seder Lel Pesach is built that way. The Torah is mechayev achila, and that's the aleph base. That's the basis, and that's the minimum that everybody can stall to. You have the achila. You have the achila. That's nagia for everybody, and that's the aleph base. And like all mice mitzvahs, the Torah doesn't speak philosophy. The Torah doesn't speak the yenis of Torah. The Torah speaks only halacha. The Torah speaks the dvar mutzakim that have physical realities. There are no psukim in Torah, no pashas in the Torah that are kulei soid, kulei philosophy, kulei in minutik from the metzias. Dibra Torah lashon me'adam. Torah speaks adam lashon, which is things. So midaraisa, there's be'etzem. It's matzah mara, and it hairs itself from the thing itself. The tikkun rabbanan, the tikkun, which is be'etzim what Klal Yisrael was mitaken was the shti of Yayin, that they're able to deher, they're able to be toyim a tam of the herring, the tam geula, the tam primis, without going through the mosha nimshel. Normally, you have the amira on the lechem starts with the manishtana, and at that the gemara is use misholim. What should ever do that was mishuchesh, we mahalim mishabeach? Oh, you know, we yitzah got with it. That's the amira on the chilin shtia. The yayin is nikva on inyanim that are above it. Kiddush, it's on the Haggadah. Haggadah is on the matzah. Yayin is on the Haggadah. The Suda, the Brach of the Suda, the Berachas Hashir, the Kviyas Yayin is on the Inyanim Ruchnim Shabbai. And it's especially significant Leil Pesach. Because Leil Pesach was the time when there was such a gilui. The time that there was a gilui of Inyanim, that Inyanim can be Nizgala without being kafuf to a marshal, was Leil Pesach, was the Inyanim Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the in the big picture, Yetzias Mitzrayim is this Man Cheruseinu, Zman Cheruseinu in the Pnimius in Yadim means that Elikus has a gili in the world that is completely menutic from the world. Just like the Rambam, when he's Magdir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Magdir, the primary Akdav HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his total independence of the world, that if you take the world away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not in any way, is not very affected, and take HaKadosh Baruch Hu away, the Kaviyachal, then the entire world is affected, that goes into the Etzem Hagdar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being not being Mufka from any plus in anything else in the Bria. The name for that was Havaya. The world, until the events of Matar Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kuloi was shaykh only to a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was not Havaya. And even though, like Chazal said, even though, I mean, the name was used, but they didn't still suit to that gili. I mean, everybody has to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, I mean, the Rambam, the Torah doesn't get everyone, whether you're a big Navi or a small Navi, makes a difference, or even not a Navi at all. But mitzad the giluim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was no such gilui. And then things became, things were, that's, with the coming of these inyanim, with the coming of Inyanim Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol had the Bria, it was Megala Gil like that. The person who was the Goyal was the person who had the Shaykhis to it, who could say, who was the first one to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Shem Havaya. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nizgala to the world in such a way. It's the tefisa in Moshe being Naral Akvat Pe Naral Sosayim, because ultimately the person's diburim are the muscle for his das and understanding. A person explains himself, and every word Be'etim is a muscle. Every word is it's sort of a muscle for what I'm thinking. If Moshe Rabbeinu was a kvad pen or also same, so that means you either had to be taifis what he said mitzaratzmoy, or you weren't taifis. There was no hezberim that helped you. So he was the a few years ago, and the Tfisa that that made people become Bnei Chayrin, the etzdem was that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias is not totally in any other, and a Adam is B'Tzal Malikim, and Adam is Daimalai in Mitzad HaToichen, then Adam himself needs to have, then Adam himself has that Tchuna. A person becomes a Ben Chayrin when he dehares that he's Be'etzem independent of anything else. And if the person is Be'kayach to do what he knows is right or good, independent of the other, then the person is Ben Chayrin. The reason we're not Be'chayrin is because we feel our Metzias and our Metzias, unless there's some sort of approval from something else, from somebody else. But we figure our Metzias is totally in somebody to give us parnasa. Our Metzias is totally in somebody to give us a place. That's the etzem where we're Meshubadim. When a person dehears that he's been chayrin be'etzem, that the person's Metzias is because he has a Metzias, that's that. Kaviyochol doimet HaKadosh Baruch's Metzias, I'm talking about else. That's when the person is real ben chayrin. The person is shayach to, there is nothing that he's kafuf to. His Metzias is not totally anything else. So at its deepest level, the inyan that we're bringing out is you bring it out through matzah and marah, which are mishalim, and they deal with the events as they happen. We were avodim, we suffered terribly, and we were released physically. But we also dehear it with yayin, we dehear it with the pnimis of the inyan. Without a zika to the particular events, we can hear, so to speak, the atzmis of the gula. It doesn't have to say, well, imagine what it was like to work so hard, and now imagine what it's like not to. I'm able to inherit mitzvah, its own mitzvah, and not mitzvah something else. Any questions?
Just, is this also the pshat in what the Rambam in Chulin makes like a deal out of it, that we're not mekayim the moshul, the mitzvah of Milo, or the mitzvah of Gedanoshe, because it was given to Avram, but we're mekayim because Moshe Rabbeinu was nitztave, because his nevuah was mikoach the tfisa in the Shem Havaya, which is much higher than the tfisa of the others. Is this also the reason behind that?
It has to do with the fact that tivuyim, that our kiyubim are not because of the chshibas inyan, but because of the tzivui. This has more, I think, forget, has more to do with us being Eved Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
It's if a person does something mitzvah by the Heilige Tata des Gitton, so it's a chshibas inyan, but it's lacking a little bit in the sense of obligation. Mashenki, you do it as a mitzvah because you have to do it, then you're doing it because you have to do it. I think that's more the Knesset Rambam there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so.